Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am VC Pramod with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches PM Vishwakarma scheme, also inaugurates India International Convention Centre, Yashobhoomi in the national capital. Union Home Minister Amit Shah attends Hyderabad Liberation Day celebrations in Secunderabad. IMD predicts heavy rainfall in southwest Madhya Pradesh and southeast Rajasthan today and tomorrow. British government to hike visa fees from the 4th of October. And in cricket, India to take on Sri Lanka in the final of the Asia Cup in Colombo this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched a new scheme named PM Vishwakarma today at the International Convention and Expo Centre Yashobhoomi in New Delhi on the occasion of Vishwakarma Jayanti. The Prime Minister took a metro from Dhaula Kuan to reach Dwarka IICC and inaugurated the extension of the Delhi Airport Metro Express line from Dwarka Sector 21 to a new metro station at Dwarka Sector 25. Mr. Modi also dedicated Yashobhoomi to the nation at Dwarka in the national capital. Now we go over live to the launch ceremony of Vishwakarma scheme being addressed by the Prime Minister.
Aapki training ho gayi, aapne naye tool le liye, to pehli baar aapko 1 lakh rupiye tak ka ran milega. Aur jab aap ye chuka denge, taki pata chalega ki kaam ho raha hai, to phir aapko 2 lakh रुपया का ऋण और उपलब्ध होगा. मेरे परिवारजनों, आज देश में वो सरकार है जो वंचितों को वरीयता देती है. ये हमारी सरकार ही है जो वन डिस्ट्रिक्ट वन प्रोडक्ट योजना के जरिए हर जिले के विशेष उत्पादों को बढ़ावा दे रही है. हमारी सरकार ने ही पहली बार रेहड़ी पटरी ठेले वालों को पीएम स्वनिधि के तहत मदद की है. बैंक के दरवाजे उनके लिए खोल दिए हैं. ये हमारी सरकार है जिसने आजादी के बाद पहली बार बंजारा और गुमंत जनजातियों की परवाह की है. ये हमारी ही सरकार है जिसने आजादी के बाद पहली बार दिव्यांग जनों के लिए हर स्तर हर स्थान पर विशेष सुविधाएं विकसित की है. जिसे कोई नहीं पूछता उसके लिए गरीब का ये बेटा मोदी, उसका सेवक बनकर आया है. सबको सम्मान का जीवन देना, सभी तक सुविधा पहुंचाना, ये मोदी की गारंटी है. मेरे परिवारजनों, जब टेक्नोलॉजी और ट्रेडिशन मिलते हैं तो क्या कमाल होता है, ये पूरी दुनिया ने G20 क्राफ्ट बाजार में भी देखा है.
It has been the sustained focus of the Prime Minister to give support to the people engaged in traditional crafts. This focus is driven by the desire to not only support the artisans and craftspeople financially, but also to keep the age-old tradition, culture and diverse heritage alive and flourishing through local products, arts and crafts. 18 traditional crafts will be covered under PM Vishwakarma. Mr. Modi's vision of having a world-class infrastructure for hosting meetings, conferences and exhibitions will be strengthened with the operationalization of Phase 1 of the India International Convention and Expo Centre called Yashobhoomi. Yashobhoomi will find its place among the world's largest MICE facilities with a total project area of over 8.9 lakh square metres and a total built-up area of more than 1.8 lakh square metres. square meters. MICE stands for Meetings, Incentives, Conferences and Exhibitions. The convention center, built across more than 73,000 square meters of area, comprises 15 convention rooms. These include the main auditorium, the grand ballroom and 13 meeting rooms with a total capacity of holding 11,000 delegates. The convention center has the largest LED media facade in the country. The main auditorium is the plenary hall for the convention center and is equipped with a seating capacity of around 6,000 guests. Julie Sinha from Punaichak, Patna says the PM Vishwakarma scheme will help to upskill her trade and money needs.
My name is Julie Sinha. I am from Patna. I am going to learn silai. I am thinking that the money I get will be increased and keep 2-4 people in it and their expenses will go up. पैसा मिलेगा तो मैं सिलाई मशीन भी रख सकती हूँ और पीको का भी मशीन उसीन रख कर अपना काम करवा सकते हूँ.
Mukesh Kumar from Danapur in Patna, a traditional washerman who engaged in the laundry business, says the PM Vishwakarma scheme will prove as a boon as it caters basic necessities of workers and artisans.
मेरा नाम मुकेश कुमार है. मेरा लॉन्ड्री का काम है. इस योजना के बारे में पता चला कि यहाँ आर्थिक सहायता है तो राशि प्रदान की जा रही है. इस राशि का लाभ श्रमिकों को मिल रहा है तो इसी के अंतर्गत हम यहाँ आए थे कि आर्थिक सहायता मिल सके जिससे मेरा लॉन्ड्री का काम अच्छा से चल सके, उसमें ग्रोथ हो, विकास हो. यहाँ पे आए हैं कि ट्रेनिंग वगैरह करके यहाँ से कुछ गेन किया जाए.
The government has convened an all-party meeting this evening on the eve of the special session of Parliament. A 5-day-long special Parliament session will be held from tomorrow. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar today hoisted the national flag at the new Parliament building today. The flag was hoisted at the top of Gajadwar of the new Parliament building. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla also graced the occasion besides other dignitaries, including Parliamentary Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh, Minister of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and V. Muralidharan and leaders of political parties in Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha. Later, speaking to media, Mr. Dhankar described it as a historic moment and a milestone development. He said Bharat is witnessing epochal change and the world is in total recognition of might, power and contribution of Bharat. The Vice President said we are living in times where we are witnessing development and achievements which we never dreamt of. He said the ground reality today is being reflected globally in the most affirmative manner. On the first day of the special session, a discussion on the parliamentary journey of 75 years starting from Samvidhan Sabha, achievements, experiences, memories and learnings will be held in Lok Sabha. Government has listed bill on the appointment of the Chief Election Commissioner and other election commissioners in the upcoming parliament session. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has hoisted the national flag at a ceremonial program at the parade ground in Secunderabad on the occasion of Hyderabad Liberation Day today. He reviewed the parade of armed forces and received a guard of honor. Addressing the people of Telangana on the occasion, he said the people of the land had shown courage to fight out Nizam's oppressive rule and demonstrated patriotism of the highest order. Stating that the consequent governments have ignored their sacrifices and kept history under dark, he said the Narendra Modi government has decided to bring the history of the land close to future generations and decided to celebrate Liberation Day every year officially. He said India's vision on economic and climate change related issues is showing the way to the rest of the world.
आतंकवाद, क्लाइमेट चेंज और अर्थव्यवस्था के बारे में मोदी जी का दृष्टिकोण समग्र विश्व के नेतृत्व ने आज स्वीकारा है और वो वैश्विक एजेंडा के रूप में दिल्ली डिक्लेरेशन से प्रस्तापित हुआ है. डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर की वैश्विक मान्यता मिली. यूपीआई, बैंकिंग, आधार और मोबाइल टेक्नोलॉजी में भारत में जो क्रांति हुई है इसकी भूरी भूरी प्रशंसा समग्र विश्व के नेताओं ने की है.
Earlier, he paid tributes to martyrs at the Virula Smarakam in Secunderabad. Union Culture Minister G. Kishan Reddy, Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla and Secretary of Culture Department Govind Mohan also spoke on the occasion. A large number of cultural groups from Karnataka, Maharashtra and Telangana enthralled the people on the occasion. Kerala Health Minister Veena George has said that 42 more samples tested for Nipah virus were found to be negative. These include samples of 23 persons belonging to the high-risk category. She said the results of 39 more persons are awaited. The condition of those infected is said to be stable. The minister said a bat habitat survey is being done by the National Institute of Virology team. The members of the central team will be visiting Chengaroth area where the first outbreak of Nipah virus was reported in 2018. Indian Met Department has predicted isolated extremely heavy rainfall over southwest Madhya Pradesh and southeast Rajasthan today and tomorrow. It said the Gujarat region will experience exceptionally heavy rainfall today. Met Department has forecast a cloudy sky with light to moderate rainfall for the day in Delhi, accompanied by gusty winds. The British government has announced an increase in visa fees effective from the 4th of October. The cost of a visit visa for under 6 months will rise by GBP 15 and the student visas will be GBP 127, more expensive for travellers from around the world, including those from India. The changes are aimed at meeting the country's public sector wage increase and are expected to raise over GBP 1 billion. The fee increase applies to various visa categories and is subject to parliamentary approval. The UK Home Office confirmed that these changes introduced through legislation in Parliament on Friday will result in the cost of a visit visa for less than 6 months rising to GBP 115. Additionally, the fee for applying for a student visa from outside the UK will increase to GBP 490, matching the amount charged for in-country applications. More than 8,000 migrants have crossed into the Italian island of Lampedusa, forcing Italy to push for a European Union naval blockade to prevent boats from crossing the Mediterranean Sea to reach the Italian shores. European Commission head Ursula von der Leyen is due to visit the island today after Italy asked for EU help. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni said the country is being placed under unsustainable pressure as a result of the migrant influx. Ms. Meloni said that she called on the EU head, asking her to realize the gravity of the situation and to immediately accelerate the implementation of the agreement with Tunisia. The agreement, which was signed in July, consists of $118 million in investment funds to stop smuggling, strengthen borders and return migrants. In cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the final of the Asia Cup today at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. The match will begin at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The Indian squad will be led by Rohit Sharma. If India wins Asia Cup title, they will not just become the world number one in ODI cricket, but also become the number one across all formats. Indian win will also set the high tone for the ICC ODI World Cup, scheduled to be played from the 5th of next month at home grounds. On the other side, Sri Lanka, led by Dasun Shanaka, are the defending champions and will have the support of the home crowd in the summit clash. In tennis, Davis Cup World Group 2 match between Indian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Yuki Bhambri against Moroccan pair of Eliot Brenchetrit and Younes Lalame Larouzi is underway in Lucknow. Indian pair were leading with 6-2, 6-1 in the match at Vijayant Khand Midi Stadium of Gomti Nagar in Lucknow when reports last came in. In the reverse singles, Sumit Nagpal will play Yasin Dilimi and Shashikumar Mukund will face Adam Mundir after the match. Yesterday, both countries levelled 1-1 as Nagal defeated Adam Mundir 6-3, 6-3 and Mukund conceded his singles match 7-6, 5-7, 1-4 to Morocco's Dilimi. India's javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra finished second in the men's event at the Diamond League final in Eugene, Oregon, USA last night. The Indian's best throw of 83.8 meter came in his second attempt. However, Czech Republic's Jakub Vatlech won his third title with a best throw of 84.24 meters. Reigning Olympic and world champion Chopra, who holds the Indian national record of 89.94, won a world championship silver medal at the same venue last year with the 88.13 meter effort. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches PM Vishwakarma scheme, also inaugurates India International Convention Centre, Yashobhoomi, in the national capital. Union Home Minister Amit Shah attends Hyderabad Liberation Day celebrations in Secunderabad. IMD predicts heavy rainfall in southwest Madhya Pradesh and southeast Rajasthan today and tomorrow. British government to hike visa fees from the 4th of October. And in cricket, India to take on Sri Lanka in the final of the Asia Cup in Colombo this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.